Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
You know, it's really not enough to say hello. We want to touch. We want to touch. We kiss a parent, a spouse, our child. We embrace a friend, and we shake hands to meet. There is in us this need to connect. And when we do, everything gets a little bit better. But what unlocks a kiss, changes an embrace to an encounter, and makes a handshake more than a touch? What makes it a small moment of happiness? And I think it's three things. It is the attentiveness you give in that moment, the intensity, the focus you bring, the time you take that makes ordinary gestures into so much more. Those moments become mini sacraments. But in the rush, we are tempted to be superficial. We can glide by each other. Now, I don't think many now know his name. How many here know the name Dag Hammarskjöld? So now you know they've given away their age. He was Secretary General of the United Nations, who was assassinated in 1961. On a peacekeeping mission to the Congo when his plane was shot down. Corporate greed and international power politics took his life. They did not want colonial Congo liberated. In his posthumously published diary, Markings, people discovered in him not just a martyr, but a mystic and a saint. And he said words that really have always kind of haunted me, that explain, at least to me, our lack of connecting. He wrote, "The overtones are lost, and what is left are conversations which in their poverty cannot hide the lack of real contact. We glide past each other. But why? Why? We reach out towards the other in vain because we have never dared to give ourselves. Because we've never dared to really give ourselves." See, the ordinary sacraments of love and friendship are only as real as our daring to be vulnerable ourselves, to give ourselves an openness. The sacraments of our faith are only as effective as our intentionally giving ourselves over to them, not just in the moment, but throughout the whole week. Often we simply miss the more that is being offered. I want to suggest that's today's gospel. They had seen Jesus healing, and they wanted more. But they didn't necessarily want what Jesus was offering. They saw signs, but they didn't read the message. Sometimes we see others, but still miss the person. The compassionate Jesus saw this mob coming at him. He read their hunger, and so he asked Philip, who actually was from that region, and he knew where to get the food. He said, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Philip threw up his hands. 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by your problems or others' needs, and you just want to Well, that didn't stop Andrew. He did what he did before. Just as he introduced Peter to Jesus, he introduces a boy, a mere lad. There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many? Slim possibilities indeed. You know, the fish were really more like little more than dried sardines. And the 5 loaves are really like 5 bread rolls. And barley is the food of animals and the poorest of the poor. This little poor youth gave his all that he had. But without these mean gifts, there would have been no miracle at all. What gift are you holding back, stopping the miracle from happening? He gave all he had. Immense needs surround us, we barely give. All because we first haven't really given ourselves. We don't often engage personally. We glide past each other. We reach out in vain because we've never dared to give ourselves. Do you want to be the gift that makes miracles possible? What do you give Christ to be multiplied? You are stewards of the mysteries of God, of God's gifts. But have you dared to give yourself? You yourself have to be the first gift you give. You, the person. Isn't that what Jesus did? He gave his all. We are told it was Passover to remind us of God giving manna in the desert. They murmured because they did not have bread, but fed they didn't hear. Not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. They didn't hear. God wants a relationship. God wants a very personal relationship. He wanted to lead them into a new land of freedom and community with him. He got more murmuring instead. The thankless heart only wants more. The thankless heart only wants more. And the people following Jesus wanted more without wanting him. They wanted Jesus to be Caesar, who literally bought Roman adulation and support by giving the people bread and circuses. Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Have you ever wondered why Jesus sent the apostles to the boat at evening to cross the lake? Because he did not want them to be infected with the crowd's feverish desire to make him king. Do you ever wonder why Jesus went higher up in the mountain and escaped? To pray. See, he was really being tempted. Tempted to be the kind of Messiah the people wanted and not the Messiah the Father would give. You know, let's face it, it would really be fun to be a food-giving, healing Messiah. Everyone would be there. Think of the mobs that would follow you. I would be really stoked, okay? But it wouldn't change hearts. God wants a relationship. God's kingdom is not America or any other country writ large. Power and might, force and fear, wealth and fame, all this the Lord loathes. Jesus goes into prayer to drink more deeply of the Father's love. Jesus wants to give more than bread. He wants to give himself. take, eat, this is my body. This whole story uses the language of the Last Supper and early Christian Eucharist. Jesus took loaves, gave thanks, distributed them. Even the word fragments, chlasma, referred to leftover consecrated bread. Jesus offers his very flesh to become your flesh. He dared to give himself. Will you? God in the Exodus wanted to speak to Israel's heart. God in Jesus wanted to speak to that mob. He wants to speak to you now. It's not enough for Jesus to be giver and gift. He asked you to become giver and gift also. Isn't that what love is? This new Exodus journey into the heart of God begins first by noticing those three qualities that I mentioned before. They make the ordinary extraordinary. The attentiveness you give, the intensity you bring, the time you take. And so often we give little time. By them, you give God permission to love you. They unleash the power of the sacrament in you. Doug Hammarskjöld kind of paints a picture of who he wanted to become. He wrote, "If only I may grow firmer, simpler, quieter, warmer." I invite you to bow your heads and make his prayer your own. Give me a pure heart that I may see thee, a humble heart that I may hear thee, a heart of love that I may serve thee, a heart of faith that I may dwell in thee. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.